This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Ever since Marty Ann Draper was a child, she's listened to the whistle of passing trains and longed to be aboard. Now she's 55, raised a family, heck, her kids have kids, and Marty Ann has quit her lawyer job to become a conductor. Reporter Gloria Hillard followed her onto Amtrak train number 572, boarding in Los Angeles.
The train is scheduled to leave in 1 minute, and the woman in the blue conductor uniform is leaving me in the dust. When she finally comes to a stop, she grabs the intercom, tilts her hat back, and takes a deep breath.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Amtrak train number 572. We will be leaving on time today. This is train 572, and it's out.
At this point, Marty Ann Draper grabs a bar attached to the train car and does a gravity-defying backbend over the platform. She waves an all clear to the engineer, and then with no warning to the reporter wearing headphones.
All aboard!
And we're on our way.
Well, I was kind of born on the railroad. My parents took me on trains when I was a little girl. Thank you. So I guess I'd been doing this since I've been walking.
In fact, she comes from four generations of railroaders, as she calls them. Her great-grandfather worked the rails, her grandfather was a conductor, and her father, an engineer.
You know, when I was a little girl, they'd say, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I want to be an engineer like my daddy. And they said, well, girls can't do that.
So she grew up to become a lawyer instead. Of course, all the while, she thought about trains. Until that one day, you know, that day when you think,
if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it now.
7 years ago, at the age of 48, Draper gave up law and took up railroading.
When you have degrees, you have a credibility problem. They think you're nuts.
By now, Draper has shed her blue jacket and is wearing a white shirt and red tie with a well-stocked plastic pen pocket.
Hi, how you doing today?
Around her waist is a bulky police-style belt adorned with keys, a two-way radio, and an old-fashioned ticket punch.
Thank you.
As the train lurches and bobs at every corner, Draper is upright, unfazed.
I know where most of the big jiggles are coming.
She says you get to know the rhythm of the rails.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now nearing Fullerton. Fullerton, our first station stop.
At every stop, she gets off the train, a one-woman welcome wagon.
Hi, Pacific Business Bus, welcome.
Cheers.
Right on upstairs.
This train is headed to San Diego. Soon, the Pacific Ocean is to our right, a packed 405 freeway to the left.
I do run into women on the train from time to time, usually older women. You kind of think maybe they would have liked to have done this if they had had it all to do over again. Diverging clear for Amtrak 572 out. Sometimes we're skimming along the northern coast and I'm watching the sunset and I got the breeze in my face. You know, I think this has got to be the very best part.
It's at that time that she often thinks of her train engineer father.
He's never completely gone from me because his railroad is still here. His trains are still here.
And now, so is his daughter, Amtrak conductor Draper. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.